Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality and Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Radio. Tonight, Nora Whalen's my guest, and Nora is the president and the founder of the Institute for Beautiful Business, a practice specialized in coaching creative and ambitious female business owners worldwide to create and grow beautiful, profitable, and sustainable businesses while enthusiastically enjoying life. She is driven by a desire to help women discover their true mission and passion and the key to success, being authentic. Nora's compassion, energetic, and practical nature assists her clients to stay focused on their vision while having a supportive yet challenging cheerleader. She is a co-author of How to Break the Glass Ceiling Without a Hammer, Career Strategies for Women, and it's available on Amazon. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring Nora on. Welcome to the show, Nora.
Thank you, Robert. It's just such a pleasure to be here with you and your audience tonight.
Well, thank you. It's our privilege and honor also. The Institute for Beautiful Business.
Yeah.
Give people some insight to that, because I love that.
Well, thank you. It all started from the idea that, can be hard or can be difficult and can be ugly at times. So how can you create a business that you love, that you find beautiful, and that can foster who you are and send that out into the world and make a real difference in business? So,
you said, okay, go ahead, keep going.
No, please.
You said something in there. You know, how do people get mad at their business when it's really their unknowing which way to go is really where the anger comes from?
That is a great question. if you own your own business, it is a reflection of you and your thinking, and it is totally you. So if you are having difficulty with a certain area, that's the perfect opportunity to stop and look at your skills, where you're spending your time, what your focus is, and have you take the leadership in your own company and examine it and fix whatever problems there might be. So it's all about consciousness and being aware and taking responsibility to fix the things that you don't love. That can come in numerous forms. If you are really, really bad in math or balancing your company checkbook, finding the person you can delegate that task to. Or if you are a horrible writer and can't proofread or spell check a thing, who can you get to help you in that area? So, I think we get confused that we have to wear, 27 different hats in business when that's not the case. It's about collaboration and finding those people that can really assist you.
Now you just opened up another question for me. How can business owners go from trying to control and have to do everything to being the forthright facilitator to understand it's other people that will, the sweat of other people will allow them to the free time to expand their business?
I love that question. I don't always look at it as the sweat of other people. Something that you might really struggle with, I just have this example in my own life this week. A great friend of mine stepped up because it took me a week to do a certain task, and literally he had it done in 10 minutes. And, it's finding people that have skill sets that are different than yours and letting them shine doing what they do best and giving them that sense of accomplishment and pride and contribution while you still benefit from it. So it's a matter of perspective and how you look at getting help and eliminating that feeling we sometimes get of being needy or being dependent or the guilt associated with not being able to do everything yourself. Well, of course you can't. I mean, none of us are Superman or Superwoman. We all need help in all areas of our life. So it's finding those skilled people that can take whatever task you are not good at and doing, letting them do it.
You know, how does people thinking they have to know everything about their business actually one of the main purposes businesses go broke in the first 4 to 5 years?
Yeah, there's no question. That's exactly right. It's one of the problems I find with conferences and gurus out there that say you have to do this, you have to do that in order to be successful, which isn't always the case. If you are not very good at writing or if you're not very good at videos, then don't do them. Find another way. If social media isn't your strength, find some other way to get out there. And if you're great at networking in person or you're better speaking over the phone than you are at a live conference, go do that. Figure out what it is you actually like to do and then do that and remove the guilt.
And, you know, removing the guilt, how will that open them up? Then they encompass the wisdom. They're just looking for people to expand and energize the wisdom to open their business to success. How would that open people up just to understand everything in life is a guide?
Oh, no question. I think the more practice, the more you feel uncomfortable. You put yourself out there and just allow the universe to provide what it will and trust in that process so you always get what you need. And things magically work out, whether it's part of your original strategic plan. If you give up that control that it has to be a certain way or the guilt that, you know, you're supposed to be doing something, then there's this remarkable freedom that comes. And there are more possibilities, and you're open to whatever comes. Does that answer your question?
Very well, very much. And the website is careercoachingfig.org is where you can go and check out the career coaches. But the Institute for Beautiful Business, let's just say I was coming and I was going to engage in your services. What would be the unique thing, Nora, with your wisdom and talent that would open other people's lives to see their business flourish?
Yeah, there are some fun things that I'd be happy to send out to people. The easiest thing to do would be to email me at nora@norawhalen.com. But I think one of the great things about coaching and working with people is you have all these skills and just a bag full of tools that you can give to people. So whether it's assessments or just sitting down for a free 30-minute consultation, any conversation you enter, regardless of who it's with, whether it's with me or someone else, is a chance to learn. So embrace that and see what it is that those people that show up in your life are willing to teach you.
How is, when you're the business owner, being the student expands your business more than being the owner?
No question. It definitely, I mean, it definitely does. It's a hard balance to master between being a leader, being the business owner, feeling like you need to know everything, which, of course, is not the case. But be willing to learn. There's something I learn from each and every client that I work with or anyone that I network with. There's some little tidbit or wisdom that comes from those conversations that you have, and you just need to be open and be willing to be a student and learn and pay attention to what shows up in your life.
And, you know, how is the one of the biggest keys to business is listening to everything in your daily life, because the wisdom lurks where you don't see it or unexpected. How does that expand businesses? By listening to things that may not pertain to the business, but yet open the, engage the person in their own consciousness some new wisdom to expand their business.
There's no question when it comes to that. What pops into my head is I watch Grey's Anatomy. And on that, there was one episode where a neurosurgeon was sitting in a beanbag chair at his daughter's, daycare system. And from sitting in that chair, he figured out that some kind of beanbag system was exactly what he needed to perform a surgery on someone. So, you know, it's funny if you are able to calm down and stay present and stop reacting, how a child can teach you something that makes a magical difference in your business, or a question that comes your way that all of a sudden expands all the possibilities that you haven't been seeing. It's not always easy. I have not fully mastered this by any stretch of the imagination, but I know when I am present and am alert to the various, everyday interactions, there are solutions that come up. So if I spend a little less time worrying about a certain problem or person I have to have a conversation with, then that time can be used to learn and discover, the solutions to the problems that you're currently having.
How is the problems a business is currently having magnified by focusing on money rather than expanding the business and getting a new idea in front of people to bring in new cash? How is that the biggest thing that business fail on?
Yeah, it's really hard. Whatever you focus on magnifies. So if we're going with, the universal law of attraction principle, if you're focused on lack and focused on not having the money to do what you want or not pay your bills or, whatever that lack feeling is, essentially you're attracting more of that same feeling. So if you focus on things working out and a solution coming to you and spend your time focusing on projects that really, really excite you and light you up, then you won't have those problems. So I think that's part of it. It's really a mindset. Where are you spending your time? Where are you spending your energy? What are you focusing on? But at the same time, people struggle with sales. I mean, across the board, that's why there's so many teachers and speakers that you can go to learn how to sell better, which I do understand. I mean, there are tips and techniques that are, that would be helpful if you learned, but there's nothing that compares to enthusiasm. If you've created a product or created a service that you absolutely love, that you are excited to tell your parents or your husband or your wife or your significant other, like every friend that you come across, any person you network with, if you are that excited about what you do, people are going to buy from you. So if you're struggling to sell something that you currently have, look at what you're actually selling. If it's a service, how can you make it better? Of course, in my language and verbiage, it's how can you make it beautiful? So what's going to make it fun for you? Because, just like playing Monopoly, making money is fun. Being able to pay the bills is fun. Or being able to take vacations that you never expected. If you find the enthusiasm, if you can tap into what you are passionate about, that translates over. So even if you say the wrong words during the sales pitch, people will still buy from you.
And that's very true. But how do people get in business by thinking they're going to make money before they understand they have to put a product out that people want to buy and people want to purchase, and with a sales pitch that will get people to purchase? Instead, they look at the money and how much they're going to make rather than the service they're put for. And where is that where most beginning businesses get into trouble?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it goes back to being really clear when you're starting a business what it is you want. Some people are in it for the freedom and not having to answer to a boss full time. But no question, there's a difference between having a hobby and having a business. Businesses make money. Hobbies cost you money. So, you know, that goes back to the same principle. Like, yes, it's important to know who your target market is. Yes, it's important to know who you appeal to and who you relate to the most. But what excites you? I mean, it's the same thing about, you know, going to see a movie. If you love a movie, you're going to tell everyone you know about that movie. So the same holds true for some service or product that you're selling. From the get-go, what turns you on? What makes you want to share it with the world? Does that answer?
You know, is this a question every business owner should ask themselves? Would you do business with you?
That is a fabulous question. Yeah, absolutely. And I would say, in all, like, look at every step of the process. How is your follow-up? How is your customer service? How is the product? Are you getting feedback on the product or service that you're selling? You know, would you want to work with you?
You know, that's something I've had to ask myself over the last couple of years, and it's really, sometimes I don't like the answer I get from myself. But, you know, when you can ask yourself, you're going to be your own best customer, what would you do? Is that something that a business should look at, do you feel, Nora?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you aren't willing to buy what it is you're selling, or you're not willing to work with yourself, if you're not excited about that, then you really shouldn't be doing what you're doing. You know, yes, I know I have a good friend right now that has a very successful business, but he does not love what he does. He is making the money. He is a pro. He can sell. You know, that's where his income is coming from, but that's not sustainable. Because eventually that energy that you have, that you radiate, will be noticed by other people. So you need to be excited about what it is you do, and you need to be willing to, you know, buy what you're offering. If you don't believe it, no one else will.
And that's it. And I'm on Nora's website, careercoachsig.org, and I'm on the Contact Us page. And you can get a Career Coach SIG. What does that mean?
Special interest group.
And you can get their free report. Now, if somebody chose to come to one of your seminars or get your free report, what does that open up for them in a new way for their own business experience? Beautiful business experience. Excuse me.
Thank you. The Career Coach SIG is something that I co-host with another wonderful coach, Jeanette Cataldi. And we meet with coaches. They don't necessarily have to be career-oriented, and this isn't a closed community, so anyone really is willing to join. But once a month, we do have a meeting where we have guest speakers on that cover, you know, business and, coaching sometimes more specifically, and how to work with clients and where you're going. But this is – I love – the organization because it's a way to give back. It's a way to stay connected with new, young coaches. And I think mentoring is so important. And in addition to, you know, being giving and being gracious and sharing what you've learned, it is so phenomenal to be surrounded with that energy of young people who are just getting started, who are new, and it reminds you how much you have learned and how far you have come, which, you know, of course, fosters your sense of confidence and security because we all doubt ourselves. There's always something new to learn. So it always removes me every month from the, oh, my gosh, I still need to learn this, or I haven't mastered that, or, you know, when will I get there kind of thing. It's the opportunity to give back. So we do have wonderful speakers every month, and anyone is welcome to join us.
And here's something that I experienced myself as a hypnotherapist and as a NLP. I thought I got into this to really expand the world, but what I've really come out, I become a better student because every person in the world is a coach to me. How would that open people's how does that open people's lives and a business to realize their customers are their wisdom?
That took me a while to learn. A lot too long, I think. It really is about you and your journey, and you know whether you have a real traditional job, and you have coworkers and a boss, and all those people in your life are teachers and teach you the skills that you need to make yourself better. I personally think being a business owner is a crash course in self-improvement. You really have to expand quickly, and that can be scary, so get support. But, every person that comes into my life, whether it's a client or a partner or a joint venture, conferences that I go to where I go to learn from people or other people's blog posts, it really is all about lessons that I need to learn to be a better person and a better me. But also embracing that you are perfect from the start. There's nothing wrong with you. There's always more to learn, but you are perfect just the way you are right now. And yes, there are still things to learn, and those teachers keep showing up, but you have to enjoy the journey. It's no fun otherwise. I'm all about having fun, so...
Well, life has to be fun. You know, something I've expanded into, I'm a union electrician along with my hypnotherapy and everything, but something I've really discovered over the last 4 years, and I've talked about it extensively, the working world is changing more and more every day. It's getting more competitive, but yet the wages are going to get more challenging to get them. What I've really understanding, the world is expanding into an entrepreneurial world, and the entrepreneurs who got the grit and get to do their own thing will expand the world and live a better life and be happier. How do you feel about that, Nora?
I could not agree more. The days of factory life and leaving the farm to move into a city to work on a factory line are over, and well, I mean, they still exist, but they are slowly being eliminated, and they are important jobs. We need everyone doing what they do best, but the opportunity to start your own business and learn more about yourself and what lights you up and figuring out when you want to work and when you don't want to work and where you want to work from, whether it's a beach or in a city, or the choices are endless. So it's discovering who you are and how you want to show up and what really lights you up.
The thing is the more I learn about business, the less I know about business, but the more fun it is for me.
There were so many rules, and the business of my father's generation or his father's generation is not the same business there is today. With social media and all the platforms, you literally can work with anyone around the world. And that option wasn't here even 20 years ago. So all the books and all the learning, I love my father. Very wise when it comes to so many things. I will turn to him, but when it comes to business today and how things work, he isn't my first choice. He believes in loyalty, and he works for the same company for like 4 years, and it's just not the same place anymore.
And for me, going from I get to experience the challenge every day to learn new things. And, with YouTube and the social media and all the people out there, the world is a college education for free when you want to engage in it, don't you feel?
Absolutely. And I think one thing that people struggle with is that, I don't know how to figure this out. I don't know how to fix this problem. But with technology like YouTube, there's literally nothing you can't do. There's nothing you can't learn. Everything is figureoutable in the end. So with all the resources that we now have, it's so important to have that confidence being like, okay, I don't know how to do this today, but I can watch these three YouTube videos and figure it out. And you can learn something that you know, would never have even been taught in university.
But now here's I got a question for you that comes to me. How will entrepreneurialism bring world peace?
Wow. That's a great question. I can't say I've necessarily thought about that. I think people doing what they love, right, has a very calming effect. I think for the most part, all the entrepreneurs that I know and hang out with have very, very generous hearts. Some form of, you know, philanthropic endeavor is always linked to projects or donating their time. Everyone I really work with tends to be the giving back, nurturing, caring about the global economy kinds of people. And I think naturally over time and as more people choose the entrepreneur path, that world peace becomes more possible.
And the website is careercoachingsig.org, and you can go on there and look at a list of coaches on there. When you push on our coaches, you can join their CEUs. But how is it by listening to others, it actually engages oneself's inner wisdom to come forth, do you think, Nora?
Oh, you know, it depends on who you're listening to. I think some people are better than others. On the website, there is a recording section, so all of our calls going back to, like, 2006 are on there. So it's essentially our little version of YouTube. So anyone's more than welcome to go on there and listen to any of the recordings. But I think any time you listen to someone else, there is always a golden nugget or some pearl of wisdom that you can take away if you're choosing to truly listen. So whether it's a speaker on social media, whether it's someone talking about communication skills or listening skills or whatever the subject is, there's always something to be learned.
And, you know, I developed a philosophy in this whole thing. It's called I Listen My Way to Wealth and I Talk My Way to the Outhouse. And it just works for me.
I love that.
But anyway, Nora. What's that, Nora?
Oh, no, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. The more we listen, the more we learn and can expand.
And learn starts with an L, so that means listen. But now with your upcoming events, you got one coming up in February 12th. What would be somebody's wisdom that would what's the person going to expand their wisdom with on that call?
No question. In fact, I need to get that announcement up there. But we are having a fabulous speaker, a gentleman named Dave Moore from the UK, and he is keynoting on attitude. So how you approach life, and he is a great coach of sorts, and it's all about busting myths that we tend to believe, things that we've, you know, accepted that other people have taught us that aren't really true to us. So that will definitely be a great, great call in expanding individuals and how you show up in your own life.
My favorite word in the world, you just said it, expand.
Oh, yes.
So we're getting down to the last few minutes here. It's www.careercoachsig.org. You can go there and get all of Nora's information. Sign up for the free report, expand your business wisdom, and engage in your inner sage to page your wealth and success of the world. Nora, give the people some wisdom to close, and I'll close out the show.
Oh, goodness. You're more than welcome to connect with me on Twitter at Nora Whalen or LinkedIn, Nora Whalen. But wisdom, figure out what you really want. Figure out what your core desired feelings are. I know we don't talk much about feelings in modern day society, but Danielle, of course, a big advocate of your core desired feelings of what you really want, and believe in yourself. Anything is possible. No question.
And with that, I'm going to close out the show. I'm Rob Wilson. I want to thank Nora Whalen for being my guest, and all the listeners in the chat room and all the other places the radio show is. And I want to thank everybody, and I want to thank Nora and the listeners. It's my honor and privilege to spend this half hour with you, and now I'm going to say good night.
Thank you.